This is episode 1189. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to an episode all about strength. I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore for a full week. This week's theme is an important one. It's self-love. And how are you doing this week? If you've been following along with this series, you know that I issued you a challenge at the very beginning of the series. If you are just joining us, no worries. The episodes are all focused on the same theme, but they don't follow any sequence. So if you have been following along, you may remember the very first episode. I issued you a little challenge to create a space for yourself this week where you feel safe and loved. You could consider it your sacred space. And this is a space for you to go to during your times of greatest need and day to day. Because when you spend daily time in your sacred space, it builds up a certain vibration within you where you may pass that space and think, oh yeah, that's my sacred space. And I go there when I want to feel really connected or at peace. So a sacred space could include photos of loved ones or people who inspire you, a candle, music, or incense, essential oils to help you get into the mood to connect to the best part of yourself. It doesn't always happen where we just sit down and we're meditating. It usually takes transition time, even for long-time meditators, where you transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a feeling of inner stillness. And go easy on yourself during this transition time. Some days you get there faster than others, but the more you sit consistently to meditate, the better you get at transitioning. So as I record this episode, I live in Florida, in Tampa, and we are prepping for a monster of a hurricane coming our way. In fact, it is considered to be by the National Weather Association the largest ever recorded storm in the Atlantic Caribbean area. So in Florida, all eyes are on the storm because it's projected to impact Florida, maybe even a direct impact. And if it comes into the Gulf of Mexico, the side of Florida where I live, then it could impact me very strongly. So we've all been seeing the images and reading the news of Texas, southeastern Texas and Louisiana, and the flooding and the aftermath of the recent Hurricane Harvey. So people are taking this storm very seriously here in Florida, and we are deciding, should we evacuate or should we stay put? And so we don't really know exactly what this storm is going to do and how much it might impact us directly. But if we sit and wait too long, then driving out of Florida, which is a peninsula, there aren't too many roads heading out of the state, it could be incredibly congested. So We have a lot on our minds. And as I've been running around prepping our house for this impending storm, I was thinking, you know, I'm pretty busy right now. I have to deal with this storm. So I wasn't eating. I wasn't drinking as much as I normally drink. I was not relaxing. I was just prepping for the storm, which is important for sure. But I mention this to you because as you explore self-love, whatever may be going on in your life, from a major event to anything that's distracting you, you may be inclined to feel as though that thing or that person or situation is more important than you are at the moment. And I was making this mistake myself. Here I am. I sat right down and said to myself, I'm going to meditate and I'm going to record this series for you, which I find very relaxing and rewarding. So that's what I did. And I've been running around all day, not getting much done, just trying to decide what I should do first. Should we board up our windows? Should we do that? Should we go to that extent? Should we go ahead and wrap plastic around the legs of all of our furniture in case we have flooding? All these different decisions. Do we have enough water? The water is sold out everywhere around us. How about our food? And all these decisions. So I was neglecting myself. And as soon as I sat down and meditated, it was amazing how much clarity I had and how much calmer and more focused I felt. So I encourage you to give yourself the self-love you need on a regular basis, regardless of what's happening in your life. Sit down and meditate. That's the best way to help show yourself self-love emotionally and to feel mentally clear and to help you be able to physically take action on what you need to do. So as you settle down and meditate today, I'm going to share with you a mudra. Now you can check out my Facebook page at sipandom.com, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, om, sip and om. And go to my Facebook page there if you want to see the mudra. I have a photo of me doing it. It's very easy to do though, so I think you'll do just fine as I explain it to you. You place your hands right at your chest with your palms facing your chest. Intertwine your fingers with your thumbs upward. This is the Vajrapradama Mudra, and what it does, it helps you to build inner strength and resolve for confidence, just what we're focusing on this week. So as you hold this mudra, and I encourage you to try it, can make your meditations dynamic, but you certainly don't have to. You can simply rest your hands on your lap. Whatever you decide to do, focus on your strengths. What are your unique strengths? And that is your technique for today. As you focus on your strengths, tap into inner stillness by focusing on your breath right along with your strengths. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a full half-hour meditation, or you could break off at the 15-minute point if you want it, I invite you to try for 2 weeks free a subscription membership site I have at my website. That's at sipandom.com. And there you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations. And this is transferring over from the membership site to an app very, very soon. So you also get a journal. The journal for this week is self-love. And you get a guide with all the techniques I share with you. So if you want a little more in your meditation ritual, head over to sipandom.com and you'll find more there. For now, focus on your strengths. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.